Blog Talk Radio.
The Star Trek. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Blog Talk Radio with We Share Crowdfunding. My name is Woody Wharton, and I am here tonight with two of my really good friends. One is Mr. Clarence Montgomery, and the other is the host of the call every Friday night here at 9 p.m. He's a really good friend of mine, a mentor, he is a pastor, an all-around good guy, excellent fundraiser, and to top it all off, he is the former heavyweight champion of the world, Mr. James Bone Crusher Smith. Bone Crusher, are you there?
Good evening, Woody. Can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear.
Well, good evening to you and good evening to Monty. You know, we were talking earlier before the show started about fundraising and the Boxing Legend Hall of Fame Museum selling bricks. You know, I have gotten this thing started a couple weeks ago. Selling bricks, a person can reserve their name on a brick in the Hall of Fame. And that's basically going to be what we're talking about tonight. You know, I appreciate you getting me started with We Share Crowdfunding way back before Christmas. And then, ever since then, it seemed like in January I had some even placement surgery, been moving around, been a lot of pain in the last few months, but I've been moving around. It's hard to keep me still. I mean, because once I get started, excited, I like to move around. I mean, I just think I'm in the ring and moving around, trying to get away from the shots, those punches in it. But anyway, We Share Crowdfunding. I was on a call today with the top leaders in the company. And we're going to call it just, they said we're going to call it just We Share. The new company is We Share. And, but it is crowdfunding. And it's an excellent way to raise money. My project is mentoring kids around the world. I've been doing that, raising money, doing golf tournaments, doing boxing events, doing all kinds of things to raise money. But when you introduced crowdfunding to me before Christmas, right there around Christmas, I got excited about it. I signed up, made a donation to your project, and I've been liking what I've seen ever since. I had a little slowdown there, trying to recover from my surgeries. Surgery last year, surgery this year. I mean, it's been something else. But I'm excited. Just left a family reunion and talked to some people about crowdfunding and raising money for the Boxing Legend Hall of Fame Museum. Selling bricks. Person can reserve a brick for $100. They can go on my website, championforkids.org. Click the donation button and pay with PayPal. And I want Monty to tell the folks out there, if we got some people listening, he brought up a good idea, and we talked about it, and I like the idea, and I just like to bring him on, Woody, if it's okay, to just let him kind of share what he shared with me, and it's a great idea, and I like it, and I'm going to use it. Monty, if you're there, please step up and just share with the folks, just in case we got some folks listening. Share with the folks what you share with me, and I like it. I mean, once I understood what you were saying, I like it. Monty, Clarence Montgomery, Monty, take it away.
Good evening, champ. How do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me okay? Am I coming
yes,
in okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. Again, Clarence Montgomery, Fayetteville, North Carolina, and for all the listening audience out there, please get a pen and a piece of paper just in case we got some notes, some information you might want to take a few notes on. For one, I always like to give out my contact information for support or any questions you might have with crowdfunding and on the features of the platform. My number is 910-556-4027. Again, you can contact me anytime. What the champ was referring to, and as we go about with our crowdfunding platform, it's just so many doors open that we've never experienced with a typical home business. So in his situation, he's setting up a fundraiser to build a boxing museum. And since we have this platform, we can also empower other people to start raising money for their projects. And what he's doing is taking a $100 donation to put your name on a brick to be part of this museum. And a good idea, because we do have a free platform where you can start your project. But that same $100 donation, you know, he can set you up with a project page, and you can start raising money for whatever you need to raise money for. It could be a personal need, or it could be a social cause, or help, you know, send a child to college, you know, start a foundation or tuition fund. So I think this is going to be a great tool, a great avenue to engage more people in the community. Also help the Boxing Museum in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We'll probably get more information out, and the champ will be, you know, getting that information out to some more people and the concept. And let's try and empower more people in the community to make a change. So, champ, I'll send it back to you.
Absolutely. I appreciate those words there, Monty. And once I understood what you were saying, it makes a lot of sense. There was an educator tonight at the little party I went to, just left the family reunion, and the educator came. She used to be last year she was an assistant principal in Oregon County Schools, and this year she's teaching in a high school. And she became very interested once I shared with her what I was looking to do and getting the kids involved. You know, kids understand social media. So, but a lot of times kids feel alone and they feel like they don't belong. And I think that's one of the reasons kids their high school age look at doing some weird things like joining a gang or shooting somebody and, you know, committing a crime. I mean, and it's said a lot of times because they feel alone and they feel like they don't belong in society. So I think what we're doing with crowdfunding and to get them involved with the museum project, Hall of Fame project, is a good thing. And she thought it was too. And we were going to be sitting down talking about how she can get herself involved and her students involved as a community project. Woody, I'd like to turn it over to you right now, and you share, you know, your story, and then you can kick it back to me. Woody, take it away.
All right, thank you, Bone Crusher. You know, it's always a pleasure to come on the calls here and share my story with everybody, because I was one of those who was skeptical about crowdfunding, and it's because I thought that I knew it all. And the reason why is because I have tried a crowdfunding project on another one of the platforms. It's one of those platforms where you pretty much have to do everything yourself. You know, you do the marketing, send it all out to everybody, make your page and all that. And I found out real quick that, you know, crowdfunding was not that easy. And I put my page together because I needed to get a new bus or get some money to get the transmission on my bus fixed. And I sent it out to my friends and family on Facebook. And I really did think that I was going to receive some donations to help me out. But make a long story short, after about 6 months, I never received one donation. I mean, I didn't even get $1. So when a friend of mine started sending me information about WeShare, I kind of ignored it for a little bit because, again, I thought I was the expert. I thought I knew it all. And so he had sent me a couple emails, and I read them, and some of them I didn't read. And then one day he sent me a message that says, hey, do you need to raise money for anything? And just asking me that question piqued my interest. It got me to answer him back, you know, because I knew I needed to raise some money for that transmission. And I said, yeah, I need either a new bus or, you know, a transmission for my bus. And he said, well, WeShare crowdfunding can help you do that. Then at that point in time, he sent me some more information, and I actually looked at it this time, and it was a video. And I watched that video, and I probably watched it 4 or 5 times. I went on Google, and I researched it. And then I said, hey, this might just work. You know, We're not going to be out there working, you know, alone on this. You know, we're going to have the community aspect, a bunch of people coming together, working, all of us working to get our project completed, but we're going to be working together, helping each other instead of being out there by ourselves. So I went ahead and got started right around Thanksgiving, November of 2014, and, you know, just been diligently putting it out there and talking to people. And, you know, it just happens to now, again, you know, we have over, I have over 200 people that have started the project, have made some really good money in the program, receiving donations from people that I have no idea who they are. But it's just people who want to get their project started because, you know, they might not want a bus or a bus transmission like I do, but, you know, they're looking to pay their bills off, or they're looking to, you know, buy a vehicle, or, you know, help feed the hungry or clothe the needy, whatever it may be. These people have a passion to try to get something done, so they went ahead and started their own project. And by them doing that, it helped me out to be able to complete my project. So with that being said, Bone, I just want to throw it back to you.
Yeah. Do you notice anybody else online, Woody?
Yeah, we got a 920 and a 786. If you're online and you need to be one of the speakers, please press 1.
Yeah, they're welcome if they want to make a comment. I do want to say that, you know, I was on the conference call today, and it looks like there's some great things getting ready to happen with WeShare, and they're going to drop the crowdfunding part and the like, and make it short and sweet, and WeShare looks like it's going to be the name, and, you know, and I am really excited about the opportunity. I mean, I've done a lot of different things, but this is the simplest, easiest things that I've ever done, and to make money, and money is rolling, and if you're coachable, you can definitely win with this. So, you know, I'm just excited. If they put themselves in a position to speak, we'll bring them on.
Okay.
Well, champ, while we are waiting to see if anybody got a question or might want to chime in on comment, I'd like to go back to the Hall of Fame Museum, and something you mentioned. With that concept of, you know, people are making a donation to get a brick to put have their name put on it, and then empowering them with their own project. You know, just imagine sports teams, you know, doing that and then turning around and having a project to raise money, you know, for their travels, youth groups, equipment, and items like that. And, you know, just listening, and you just more and more doors just start to open of just how powerful this community sharing concept is. And I remember when we first started, we really was looking at people that had a cause, you know, not a personal need. And these last 2 weeks, we've been engaging with people that, you know, they need money just to buy groceries at the end of the week. They're trying to, you know, get to work or get to a new job. So we've been kind of overlooking the basic needs here. And I can remember a guy a few months ago back on this very radio show that said, hey, you know, it's all great to have a grand cause, but, you know, I need to eat today. We need money now. So just let everybody know, the listening audience, you know, if you're in a financial situation and you need funds, this is a great platform to help you with your everyday needs. So don't take on a big picture here. Take on a small picture. Set up your project for your personal needs.
That's true, Monty. And one thing I'd like to add to that, maybe a couple things I'd like to add to that. You know, life, you know, sometimes you get hit on the blind side. I mean, I've been in a lot of different kind of fights. And sometimes the life just hits you on the blind side and hits you with something that you're not really prepared for. And even though a person might be have it going on, and they think they have it going on and think they're set in their situation today, But they can face a situation tomorrow that just kind of hit them on the blind side, and they're not really prepared for it. So I would say, I would encourage folks to, even though they got a good job, they think they might have a good job, they might be retired, nice money in the bank account, but they, something could happen where they would need some extra money. So crowdfunding is an excellent way to start out any kind of way you want to. You can start out slow, start out fast, start out small, start out big. But I would say I want to encourage everybody to get started. And so you got a team of people here that's willing to help. And it's just, I don't know if they get any simpler than inviting people to a conference call or to a three-way call or just to a meeting. I mean, we have several different ways that we help people. And this is awesome, man. And then so far as the Hall of Fame Museum is concerned, I mean, you know, the thing I like about that is it gives the average and ordinary person a chance. And even pro athletes, people that have, you know, played in the NBA or played in the NFL, Major League Baseball, because being in the Hall of Fame, is you have to be a superstar, and then it becomes political. I mean, you know, you have to do certain things to actually get there. So we're going to have some space in there where people that didn't quite make it in their field. I mean, even though they're a professional person, they didn't quite make it. And they say, well, they think what we're doing is a great idea, and they won't be part of it. We're going to have a room in there where they can be in the Hall of Fame, man, because they're going to be overlooked. And even though I might be overlooked myself, I mean, it's kind of personal to me because, you know, I did the work. I mean, I've done the work, and I really qualified to be in there. And I might be overlooked, you know. So I'm going to be in a Hall of Fame in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and to give my family and my friends and my fans a chance to be in there, their name on a brick. Also, we're going to adopt Monty's suggestion. We're going to give them a chance to be part of the networking part with WeShare, so they can have their project, any project they want. I mean, you know, and they can be part, and we'll be connected. That's what I like. I mean, I love that.
Excellent.
Hey, guys, we have a 402 number that just came on. And just want to see who that is. Caller, who's on the line?
Hi, this is Ian Hayes, one of the presenters from last week. Good to hear you guys again this week. I have a few questions that have come my way about this platform I'd like answered. My first one is, once I put my project together, I'm excited, I'm passionate to raise donations. However, Is there a point where I will run out of leads and out of people to talk to? Is that a problem? Is that going to be a problem?
Ian, this is Monty. I'll take that real quick. In fact, you kind of led me into something I was going to put out there real quick anyway. Leads are never a problem. And let me do the little two-step concept we have here. Basically, when you get started, you want to contact your warm market. You know, we all have at least 20 to 100 people that we know, like, and trust, or know, like, and trust us. So you want to share a short presentation with those people. And as they come on board, you just start working with their list of warm market contacts. If you just do that two or three people at a time and work deep with their list of contacts, you will never run out of contacts. The platform is designed for two people finding two other project managers who find two other project managers to bring in over $3.5 million. So leads is a non-issue. And to a point I wanted to share these last couple of weeks, I keep saying I'm going to give some tips about that. And the first tip is take one of the short presentations that we have and share that with your contact, family, or friend, or business associate. And the second one is social media. You can start with Twitter. And again, if you need, you know, help, and I can work with you on this and just provide a little bit more information and clarity, set up a Twitter account And there's an app that you can get that will allow you to add 50 targeted people per day. So you will never run out of contact or prospect for as a potential project manager.
Well, thank you, Clarence, for that clarity.
So you had another question?
Yes, my other question is this. I noticed some of the people in this company, they use the company name. Some of them do not. It kind of sounds a little scammy. Why doesn't everyone use the company name?
Ah, okay. Okay.
The name is changing.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's two real critical reasons, and because as marketers, a lot of us, you know, we don't care. It's what we call just throwing people a spaghetti against a wall and see what sticks. You know, we'll come up with all kinds of money claims or potential income, and you don't want to tie that to the company because it'll be like you're endorsing the company or you're an agent for the company, and we all are independent project managers, so that's why we don't use the We Share name in our promotion or any materials that haven't been approved by the company. And in the back office, you can find the promotion rules, the do's and don'ts about using the We Share name.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Clarence. Those are all the questions I have this evening.
Well, with that, I'd like to give out the little video presentation that you can share with your contacts, and that's yourfund.info, Y-O-U-R, fund, F-U-N-D, .info. And that'll give you a great overview of our community sharing concept. So, Woody, back to you.
All right, Marty, thank you. I appreciate you answering those questions. I was just listening, and I said, you know, we went over some of this stuff, you know, back when we first got started, and it's just good to come back and have newer people ask that question, because, you know, we all, you know, so we can answer that question again for the brand new people that's on the call or just starting out the program. But, you know, I just want to come on and say that, you know, WeShare is a new is a new company. You know, we have working in the crowdfunding field. You know, it's something that's new. It's something that a lot of people are not familiar with. And, you know, when they first look at it, they do look at it and say, well, you know, I don't know if this is really legal, or I don't know this. But, you know, I like to tell them, hey, and Bone Crusher, you can attest to this. I tell people, Google crowdfunding. Because it doesn't matter what I say, you know, when I'm talking to you, you know, you have to do your own due diligence. You have to find out that crowdfunding is the real deal. Because if you don't, then when you go out and you start talking to people and you don't have that complete knowledge that this thing is, you know, the way of the future, then people will tell you anything and you'll back down. But you can go on the internet and you can look up crowdfunding, and you will find that it's not just the type of crowdfunding we do, but there's several different types of crowdfunding, and it's all designed on donation or investing in different things, where it's just a crowd of people doing that. So I encourage everybody, Google crowdfunding, do your homework, get a good warm and fuzzy about what this is and what we're doing. And then just go out and tackle the world, because if you don't, somebody else is going to. With that, I'm going to turn it back over to Bone Crusher.
Well, Woody, in addition to what you just said, which is very true, if folks just start paying attention to the television set or the news, they'll see that crowdfunding, I mean, they talk about Kickstarter, they talk about different platforms on crowdfunding almost every day. Since I've been involved, I've been just started paying attention. It's amazing how they were probably saying it before I started paying attention, and I was so busy, it just kind of went over my head, and I heard it, and I didn't hear it, I saw it, and I didn't see it, because I was so consumed with other things. you know, crowdfunding is an awesome, and the more you study it, and the more you find out about it, the more awesome it is. And so I wouldn't even try to explain to someone else until I have a pretty good understanding, pretty good handle on it myself. So with that said, though, we appreciate everybody, the comments and the info that we shared tonight. And, you know, what a name, We Share. I mean, that's an awesome name, We Share. And it's very powerful. And we're here every Friday night. We'll be back here. But this is an awesome tool that we could use, and people need to be on it more. More people need to be on it and use this platform that this Friday night call. I mean, it's an excellent way to get people introduced to what we're doing and get a better understanding of what we're doing, and let's grow the team and grow the business. With that said, guys, thank you all very much, and we'll be back here next Friday night, 9 o'clock. Y'all have a great weekend. God bless you.
All right. God bless.